Morning, Ireland. It's 8 minutes to eight and Brian Finn is here with the business news.
Mary, thank you. As we've been hearing in the bulletins, almost half of people eligible for the government's rent credit tax relief scheme have yet to apply for the support. They're among hundreds of thousands of taxpayers here who could be leaving hundreds of euro each on the table in unclaimed tax refunds. The figures were reported by the Irish Independent at the weekend and are based on tax returns briefing document by Revenue. Marion Ryan of taxback.com is on the line. There was a big increase in the reported numbers. Marion, is that because we have a bigger working population or is there just reduced awareness of these entitlements?
I think it's increased in awareness and I think it is. It's around the rent tax credit as well there. So that was reintroduced in budget 2023 and that has seen a surge of people applying further. Now, saying that, about half the people that are eligible for it haven't yet claimed it, but I definitely think that it has had an impact on the surge in number of people applying for refunds and receiving quite nice refunds this year.
And as you say, about half not claiming that rent tax credit. So just remind us, what is it? How much is it worth and why are people not claiming it?
Yeah, it's a really valuable tax credit. So if you're a married couple and you're jointly assessed and you're paying rent either for yourselves and for your family home, or if it's a case that you have a child in college that you're paying rent for there, you can claim up to 1,000 euros of a tax refund there for yourself in relation to it. Or if you're a single person, it's 500 euros. So it's a really valuable credit. But I suppose a lot of people are coming up against a bit of a brick wall when they're claiming it, because one of the main criteria of it is that you have to be renting from a private landlord that's registered with the RTB. And a huge number of people are either fearful of having any conversation at all with their landlord around that in case it triggers an increase in their rent for them, or they're also just, many landlords are just simply not registered with the RTB and are unwilling to do so, and that means that a lot of people are missing out on the tax refund.
Aside from the rent tax credit, medical expenses, working from home allowance, are they the other main categories where people could be claiming?
Yeah, medical expenses is something I suppose we speak about year on year. A lot of people just overlook them there, and it can be a simple thing, like you could have a prescription that's 10 or 15 euros a month, but you add that up over the space of the year there and it's 20% of medical expenses you get back. Or even you could be claiming up to 40% if it's a case that you have a family member that you're paying nursing home fees for there. So that's really valuable tax refunds in relation to your medical expenses. And the working from home as well is one that's become really prevalent. It's the norm now for the last number of years there, and it's quite substantial refunds that you can get back for that. A lot of people were quite reluctant to claim back in relation to remote worker relief because it was perceived to be kind of laborious and a lot of documentation needed behind it. In short, if you want to claim the remote worker relief, you need to know if you're working on a hybrid basis, how many days a week you're working from home, and then tot up your total expenses for your heating, electricity and your broadband for the year, and it's simple enough to claim it back.
So it's that easy, because I think there is a perception that it's just not worth the hassle.
Yeah, it used to be a lot more kind of paperwork behind it there. You used to need to get a letter from your company on head of paper confirming the exact number of days that you were working from home in each of the years there, which is just a nightmare for employers and for employees alike. Now, the Revenue have eased up on that a little bit and they're willing to take us at our word. So if I say I'm working on a hybrid basis and I'm 4 days a week at home and I'm working 52-week year, or I'm taking 8 weeks annual leave in the year, we can work it out that way there. So it's not as hard, and the amounts that you can claim back has increased as well.
Just briefly, Marion, what do you have to do to get these refunds? Do you need an accountant first off?
No, I suppose an accountancy firm, we'd always say that you should get someone in the know to look at your taxes for you there. But no, you can apply directly to the Revenue. But I suppose the main thing to remember is that you do need to know what you're entitled to. So if it's a case you don't know that you can claim something back, you're not going to ask for it and you're not going to get it there. So we'd always say to people, we'd encourage people to review your taxes every single year. People make the assumption that I'm not due a refund, or they're afraid that they're going to end up owing money. And as you can see from the figures there, the vast, vast majority of people will actually be in a refund position. And if it's the case that unfortunately you have an underpayment there, the Revenue don't send you out a bill for it there. What they'll do is they'll reduce your tax credits over a few years later so that you pay back a little bit at a time there, so you won't get any nasty bills from them.
Marion Ryan of taxback.com, thank you very much indeed. More business news in the next hour.